Gufa. The Gemara says Gufa. I'm a belozam ibishaya. Ha priches or yipches misholish. Some view that Abdullah shouldn't do less than three clauses in Abdullah. But Meitzev, some view is Meitzev leish v'alshava shouldn't add more than seven. The rest says like this: Ima Abdullah is not Shabbosis. You make Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tovim, Motzei Yom Kippurim, Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov. But the Yom Tov Chol Hamoed, our Elohim of the Yom Tov, the Shabbos, you don't say Abdullah from what the Yom Tov, the Shabbos. Simple reason is, Abdullah is always when we go from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. Here we go from Kedusha Kala to Kedusha Chamura, so you don't make Abdullah. Arogil, somebody's a Boki, Yom Harbe. He says many clauses. Shein Arogil, somebody who is not a Boki, Yom Achash, says one. Sword for Kasha, Kasha on, Evelod says, in the name of Evishaya, please don't do less than three. You see, Shinaboki, you say, one. Maybe have a means there.
But Harvey doesn't call me.
Maybe it does. Cast your question. I'm saying it, have a means there. But one means one. And not three. That's the question. Right? Can't see a question. I'll say, Harvey means there. So, what would you say, Harvey? Right. Sanoi. The answer is, what can you say, Sanoi? Dame Vyechon said, here's the name of a Tanakh. The non-shel Kedoshim. Somebody is a Ben of Kedoshim. So, like, Stakel, Betzulte, Bezulte. They don't look at money.
But that's the point.
That's the point of non-shagadishim. Why did I miss that line? Non-shagadishim, I missed that few lines. Non-shagadishim, Eima, Achas, he would say one. The Nogam, Eima, Sholish. The meaning is Sholish, but there was a Tana that said one. Amar, Manninu, who is that? Who is Benon Shagadishim? And then say about Avon Jacobson, so who is Benon Shagadishim? It's the Benachem Bar Simhoi. Why is he called Benon Shekadishim? So they stuck of a tool to the Zuzi. He was so machmir, she wouldn't look at, of course he wouldn't look at statues. Statues is also to me. Is it the right to have a statue? So that's, you don't have to make a pet of. Right? So he wouldn't look at statues. But even on coins, which is just made for currency, and therefore has no Isra, no Isra the item, and no Isra the Abonon, even for coins, he wouldn't look at. That was a Chumah. Even at that, the form of Queen Elizabeth, he wouldn't look at.
Because
it's got a form, it's got no form,
right.
but there's no Isra in making it up, I think, but he wouldn't look at it.
I'm saying, if I'm still mocking a Vodazara now,
wouldn't look at this, what you say?
I'm saying, okay, let's say today's world, I'm such a Sadiq that I won't look at a telephone. Okay, so you can say, okay, I'm a Sadiq that there's such a time, but I'm choosing my field for it. But if we're living in an age where there's no time for a Vodazara, and I'm such a big chassid that I don't look at a coin, it doesn't make me a chassid, it makes me just like a...
I don't know if there's no type of Avodah Zarah, but the type has been diminished. There's still people that worship Avodah Zarah. I think plenty of people worship Avodah Zarah. The biggest Avodah Zarah there is in this world is money. And plenty of people worship it. I had to share after that. I don't want to actually go on to this, but we're going to go off the carry on. If it's a question, on chat. No, so we'll move on. Possibly we're strapped for time. So why is the cash on chat? Is Uzo the front person here? Have Menachem or have Simoi? Who was the front person? Who was the one that didn't look at the coins? Simoi or Menachem? And Menachem was called Menachem Bar Simoi.
No.
So who was the one that didn't look at that coin? Was Menachem or his father?
Menachem,
right? So why is he labeled as Benon Shel Kedoshim? He's the son of the Holy God. Who's the Holy One? He's the Holy One. Why do we label him? He's the son of the Holy One. Who didn't look at the Kohen?
Menachem.
No. He's the Holy One. Menachem. Menachem didn't look at the Kohen.
He can't say his parents.
Who is the non-Shel Kedoshim? We have Menachem Bar Simoy. Why is he called the non-Shel Kedoshim? Because he didn't look at the Kohen. And Reb Menachem was the one who spoke that and told us a one of Donna. Yeah. And he didn't look at the coins. So I'm saying, if we want to label somebody who's groom, can we say he's the Holy One or his father? Right. Who wouldn't look at the coin? Him or his father? He wouldn't look at the coin. So if we want to say he's the Holy Man, we say he's the Holy One. His father's holy. Tyson says over here, the second last line of Tyson the Gemas was Deloy, which we didn't learn and he didn't want you to learn it. Tyson the Gemas was Deloy. In the second last line of Tyson the Gemas was Deloy, second last line, ten ultimate line, he says, Tolok to Shote Ba'aviv, Shekam Aviv Hoya Kodesh. His father was also holy, and therefore we say his Zusha was based on his father. Mitzvah the Rav is, as somebody shouted out, the reason why Reb Menachem was so holy was due to the chinuch of his father. His father was a holy person and instilled in him the importance of Kedusha, and Mamela, he followed that way. So if we're going to say, why is he so holy? Yes, because he's a Ben of a Kaddish.
Oh, somebody is a holy one, but Menachem is one of the
holy No, Reb Menachem's a holy one.
Bar means son of, no?
Right.
So Menachem's son of Samai is called the son of the Holy One.
Right. But he himself was holy, he didn't look at coins.
Uh-huh.
But why? Why? How do we label him? We label him based on his father's holiness.
Yes.
Kedusha. Right. Says Gemara Vayitim. Shalak Lei, and Shmuel Ba'edi. Shalakhlei Bishmol Baidi I have. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean to say, who did he send it
to? It doesn't say
it. Doesn't say to who. Shalakhlei Bishmol Baidi, Chanan Yachi, copyright. It doesn't say to who. Chanan Yachi, my brother, says one. So he probably sends it to Rebbe Elazar. And the Gemara says, very nice, all these people might say one, but let's just say, the Allah is not like him, the Allah is you say three.
Why can't he be different?
Why can't what?
All he says is that Allah is not one. So
yeah.
How do we know that
it's Reb Elazar says it's three?
That it
doesn't. Right, so we followed our offer like Reb Elazar. Right, let's see a bit more Gemara. Meitei, no, before we do Gemara, let's just see some Hashbam. Hashbam. Av Yom Tov Shachol Yis Achashav. You see where we are? That's our line down in Hashbam. Yom Tov Shachol Yis Achashav is the Moilam Etzemim Kedish HaKedish. That we have to end off. No, sorry, not that one. You meant to say we learned that one already. Avaloi b'moti yom tov l'shabbos. It's about 15 lines down. Avaloi b'moti yom tov l'shabbos. You know, Zeb? Why don't we say Avdol b'moti yom tov l'shabbos? The Aparchus Yose, because the prince is leaving and the king is entering. In derech l'lav v'shapirch Aparchus, we start to do accompany out the prince, the duke. Shakil Nimshaka Macha Melech, you're meant to be welcoming in the king. Haragil Shabaki Be'enay Macha. Haragil, the one who says Baki, meant to say many. And the one who's not Baki says one. Kashev Adazah, the Marif Kumishavalorish. Hoki Gosinon Tanoi, the Omar Abishon, the non Shagadishim, Aina Tanoi, the non Shagadishim, Sutana, he's a Tana. The Nogom, Tanam Shaviam, and Nechaku, all of Ismaim, Homal PM, Harry Tana Ache. So we have two Tanoi, someone says one, one says three, and Ibn Azar said, like the opinion says, three. Ibn Akram has also answered to Ibn question. Ibn asked maybe two, but he says, you see, the Nogom, what does it say, the Nogom were? And Sholish, no God, no Sholish. Right, the Brayton says that the Om would say three. So we follow that. Why is he called Menachem Kadeshim? We will not look at the form on coins.
Where do we get from the Shalom?
What was the motive?
It says
the note
inside the Gemara that before
Islam, it wasn't in
the
Gemara.
Very
good. What? It wasn't the Gemara that we have today was not the Gemara before Islam. But usually,
when that's the case, doesn't it usually say
Halakha Gashtina? Because it didn't have it. What? Hoki Gazina means I've got a certain use that I'm telling you what the use is.
But,
he didn't have that use, so he can't tell you. Hoki
is Logos. Didn't have that use?
So you can't say Hoki Gazina.
So how did Gemara add it in?
Because it was different text from the Gemara. And our text has it, the Rashbam's text didn't have it. So Rashbam told us, you should know the Gemara in Bambasa says this. I tell you, but it's also. That's the last thing Gemara Klam had on. So, starting a new part of the Gemara. Me see.
So, I'm allowed to hit your children there.
I'm a Bishama Levi. Quite right. I'm a Bishama Levi. I'm Mount Deal. So, Shirina. Men Abdullah Samuz Petoya. When you say Abdullah, and the Abdullah has to be only Abdullah that are mentioned in the Torah. You can't make up your own. Right? Wouldn't it be wonderful to make up? And we thank Hashem for different Abdullahs, but we can't do that. Mase. Sigda Abdullah Sheikh. What are the, I think you probably, I'm not sure how you read this. Is it Sigda Abdullah Sheikh? Or Sigda Abdullah Sheikh Oyman? You can probably read it both ways. So Oyman, I'll go with Sheikh Oyman. But Hamavdim again, Zechoil, Pinyay Mashvi, Lishayshin Zimei Amase. So what do we have? Hamavdim again, Zechoil is one. Pinyay Oyla Choshech Mitzah. Hamavdim again, Zechoil, Pinyay Oyla Choshech is two. Pinyay Yisrael, Yamim is three. Pinyay Mashvi, Lishayshin Zimei Amase, Zimei Amase. We'll see, that's not counted. Now we're only going to say because it's Melech HaSimah. That's not counted. Don't count it. Bin Tommy and the Torah is 4. Bin Yomlacharov is 5. Bin Maimel Yoin and Maim Tokhtoinim is 6. Bin Kernim and Ravim is 7. Okay. You're too far ahead. Okay, so. Bin Kernim and Ravim is 7. That's number 7. So the Choystim had you end off. That's what you start off with. That's 7 because you never have more than 7. Now you end off with. V'chaisem, Baruch Ata Hashem, say the Bereshit.
Because that's what
happened.
We say it.
Say it, and it seems like
you say
you counted it.
No, you say it, but you're not counting it.
Why?
Why? Because we have that. That's Me'en HaChasima. The deal is, when you count, make a dollar like we learned last time. I'm not every Motzei Shabbos. I'm not doing Kiddush Torah and the Feisha Ben Yisalamim. Then you must feel it is, and you must not count it. That as if just to be Me'en HaChasim.
But it's continuing on.
Oh, good question. So, you're asking this question. We have to see how Hashem's going to answer your question. But the Gemara is clearly going to tell us why I said this right. So we'll see in a minute. At this point, you already should know that. You should not count it. Because otherwise, that big question is 8.
Right, if we want
that, we don't want to ask a question that dates. That's not what Bishur Ben Levi told us. One thing. What did Bishur Ben Levi tell us?
He seems to say, just say any Havdalah you want. He doesn't even say what number.
What did he tell us?
He says, Me'ein Havdalah.
What did he tell us?
Bishur Ben
Levi. Oh, Shkirik said, what's written in the Torah? This makes me the kasha on him. So he's saying only things written in the Torah. In this brayser, there's also something that's not written in the Torah.
Right.
That's the question on Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's the question on Rabbi Shimon Levi, and only that. Now we know he's got more than 7. So now when we read this brayser, When we read the verse, we're going to be stuck. This age.
Right.
So before we ask the Rav Shlomo Levi, we have a question. This age. So what are we going to do with that?
Right now,
why are you asking Rav Shlomo Levi? There's something wrong with this bracelet. This age.
You reveal how to count them. But right now, as
the Lord's not going to reveal it. Right now, ready, you're meant to know an answer. Otherwise, this price is some of the price that's wrong. Throw it out. It can't be it. So ready now, you're meant to be having an answer. How do we get to eight?
Which we know is explicitly.
Because we don't know, but that's going to be a question of Shemalevi. The Chiddush of Shemalevi introduced to us, there has to be Avdolah that's written in the Torah. That's Rav Shemalevi's Chiddush. Before Rav Shemalevi opened up his mouth, we don't know that. So there's nothing wrong with saying Ben Yom
Lecharov. But you know, Yom Shvi,
that's Yom. So now, there's nothing wrong with saying Ben Yom Lecharov, because we don't know if Shemalevi's Chiddush. But there is something wrong in having eight Havdolahs, because you can't have more than seven. So if you count this Brisa, you're counting eight, so there's something wrong with it. So one of these has to be taken out. So choose which one to take out. Choose which one to take out. So I'll tell you which one to take out. The one that you would normally add anyway, just because of every Havdolah. Why do we add him? You're not meant to have four, you're only meant to have three. So why do you add him? So to with eight, that Me'erek HaSimah was put in.
But you don't come to number four, but it comes to number eight. We'll come at the back end of it.
That is a good question. And that, the Rashbam will answer.
Okay, as you read the Torah, right, you wouldn't know what the Romans are telling us right now. We would be counting, we don't even know if it's going to be 8 or 10 or 20. As we're reading the Torah.
We know you must have more than 7.
No, I said it.
We know you must have more than 7.
I didn't get the 7. I
didn't
read the Brisa, I didn't get the
7. I understand.
I'm counting 1, 2, 3, and
Rami saying
don't count 4.
I learned the whole Brisa. No, I learned the Brisa. Didn't learn after the Brisa. I learned the Brisa. The Brisa tells me 8. It can't be 8.
Okay.
So which one are we going to take out? Which one would you like to choose? So think. How do you know that?
I know they're taking it out.
But he introduced that we're asking questions. We don't know that yet. Every time the Gemara asks a question, the Gemara is saying, I've got a question on you because we don't know what you're saying. I think what you're saying is wrong. So don't start telling me what Yeshua said. So it doesn't matter what if Yeshua and Levi said, because he's introducing something that the whole thrust of this Brisa is saying not like it. So this Brisa is saying not like Yeshua and Levi. But this age is... So it's a problem. So what are you going to do with that? Not the Gemara. You're meant to work out something. Forget about the Gemara. The Gemara is asking a kasha on a Shuba Levi from a Brisa. You did.
Don't count four.
So
keep on counting.
You can say, now what are you going to do? Not the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about eight. No. No, it doesn't. What was the point of this question of the Gemara?
I'm
going to
ask about the
thing
that we have also something that
we
mentioned
that's
not a
topic. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's the only issue the Gemara has with the Brisa. Otherwise the Brisa is good. Why? What happened to eight? We've got eight. Why do we not get
it?
No, that's not how you read it. The Gemara, I'm sure the lady is going to answer it. But when the person asked the question, when he learned the Brisa, he had no problems with the Brisa. Why did you not have a problem with the Brisa? There's eight. The Gemara doesn't reveal it. The person asked the question. He asked the question from this Brisa. Why is he not troubled anyway? This Brisa is wrong. There's eight in it. You can't have eight. Says the one asked the question never had that problem. Because he knew that one of them that is in there is not going to be deleted. That in this Brisa is not counted. He knew one of them that's in the Brisa is not counted. Which one? Can you see this? It's Mehmata. So I'll count it. That's Mehmachasimo. I is in the middle, not the end. Okay, Karasman's going to answer that question. When you're learning a Braita, and learning a Gemara, when the Gemara is asking on an Amora, you have to look at it in the eyes of the one that asked it, not in the eyes of the one that's trying to answer it. The one that asked, the one said the statement, he said there has to be something to return the Torah. The Gemara is asking a question on that person, so we now have to look at it with the eyes of the one that's asking it. He's coming along excited. I've got a question on you. I've got a bright and not like you. Look, look, it says not like you. Now, that means I'm the one asking. Don't start telling me take out things on the bright side. I don't want to hear that. I've got a bright and saying not like you. So why don't we just turn around to this person saying, this Bryce is obviously wrong because there can't be more than eight. Can't be more than seven. The answer is the one who's asking the question knows that although there's eight clauses here, one of them is not counted. One of them is Ve'en HaChasima. Otherwise he's not asking a question. There's something wrong with the Braisa. So he's coming with this Braisa, shaking it in his hand. He must obviously know and understand this Braisa. So when you learn this Braisa, you should have this question, the date. So what's going to be the answer? Huh?
He knows what I'm doing.
One of them that you say, not that it's the least, that you say is not the Havdolish. It's just Ne'en HaKasima. Okay, you can choose your pick which one. So Beit Gemara, I've got this bright, amazing. How do you end off? Some say end off with Seder Rishon, some say end off with Yud Rishon, some say end off with Chiz Mekad Shishon. Now here's the question. Bimisa, if you're right, if Reb Shimon is right,
Eastern Israel. Eastern Israel.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. If what you're saying is right, Ha'bein Yam Lecharava Loiksiva Be'ei Abdallah doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, not in Tanakh, that Hashem was Mabdil the Yam from the Yabosha, Yam Lecharava, Shememela, you're saying in a Braita here something that's not written in the Torah, Tashon Ibshub and Levi. So says the Gemara, Seder. Shub and Levi says, delete it. Sami Mikan, delete it. It doesn't exist. Delete it from the Braita. Ben Yom HaKharava. Read the Braita without Ben Yom HaKharava. Delete it. Now what's the question of the Gemara? That I always knew Nami Menachasimo. That I always knew was Menachasimo. Botza Chaza, we only have six. That means this, the Gemara thing, this I always knew. When I read this Braita, I knew there were only seven. Because the Me'en HaChatzimah was Binyam HaShir HaShish Me'en Masa. That was Me'en HaChatzimah. So only seven. If you take out one, it's going down to six. So it's stuck. Habotza Chod of Alekhi Sheva. Omri says Reb Shimon Levi. Kuhni Milvim Yisrael, Trey Milvim Ninu. There's two Havdolis here. Bein Levim Yisraelim. One of dollar between Levi and Israel. To say Beit Zayi Hevdel Hashem and Shevet HaLevi. And Ben Kenim Leviim. To say Bnei Amram. Aaron and Moshe V'yavdol Aaron like Dishoi Kodesh Kodshim. So you see there's two Adolis. Kenim Leviim, Leviim Israel. So now it's seven. Yes, no?
I'm going to try to read it a different way.
No.
I have a question on the rock.
You don't have a question. You have a question on how you want to read it. Says Rashbam. Say the Avdolis. I know Sheva Avdolis. Seven. Right? We need seven. Have I got the Ikash Moina? Even though there's eight. says Rashbam, when sin is not in the Braitha, you have this question, it's 8. Says Rashbam, no problem. That's men chasima, that's because of how you're concluding. Why do you end off Baruch Hashem Seder Bereishit? What's it got to do with Havdalah? Shabbat Matzei Shabbos. Hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nistedi Sader Maitzei Bereishit. Matzei Shabbos, Sunday morning, Hashem started being Nistader the Seder Bereishit.
What does that mean?
On Matzei Shabbos, Hashem started creating the world.
What?
Well,
so you know what the Shabbos
didn't exist. So now it's a weekly cycle, and every week we start again. So this was Hashem's day of rest, and this is now Hashem starting to make the world again. Hamachadish Tuvoy B'chol Yoyim. Hashem creates the world every single week afresh. Something I said that didn't make sense.
The Rambam is talking about every week, and the Rambam said a pasuk about every day.
Okay. Hashem renews the world on a daily thing. So there's nothing wrong with saying Hashem on the day that, on the time when Hashem started creating the world, to be mishabeh, Hashem is creating the world. Okulu hanoch ksivi. Now he says, we're now the first widest line. Okulu hanoch ksivi. They all of these havdalahs are written in the Torah. It says that Avdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChayav. So maybe you see Hashem was Mavdil. The Abdil Hashem in Amim. Abdullah the Shabbos like Siva. Does not say Binyay Mashina Shiz Mayamata anywhere in the Torah. Nine Tanakh. So why do we say it? Like you said before, the men chasima chashiva. Because that is men chasima. Well, I mean, you know, that's not counted. Now here's Yossi.
Come on.
Is it men chasima
chashiva
the command?
How do you mean?
The reason why we... Abdullah the Shabbos loy chasima. Abdullah the Shabbos on the same. So the reason why we're only saying is the men chasima chashiva. It's counted like men chasima. Look, come on, in a short time, we already read it. And the Gemara says clearly that Binyan Mashir Shiz Meimat is only because we want it to be men chasima. Chasiva, look, come on, is mentioned later on. It's not part of the minyan. So why don't we actually say it at the end? That was Yossi's question. Whenever you do a normal havdalah of 3, you say it then. Then you say when you say with 3, that's when you put it in. Sorry, I read like this. Mishum d'rgavi sholosh, t'kani lo, t'chi lo y'ovid, ena sholosh adolosh, k'omer lo sonoch echasima. When you only do 3 adolosh, that's when you would say it. So the main of the Tana puts it in, after... They didn't start moving around them the whole time. Since this bracha, this is called Men Chasima, in this bracha we can use this also for the Men
Chasima. Is this
time in the
agreement
that we can say 3? Yes, sure.
He's not saying, no, I want you to say 7?
No. He's telling me there's a 1 of 7 and a 1 of 3. He knows there's 1 of 3, he knows there's 1 of 7, he's telling us the 7 one.
Why would someone should say 7?
We know on Yom Tov we say 7. No, we don't say
Nisim. It's just like months.
It's a Bokki man. Somebody's a Bokki and wants to be Meisif. Said, that's why we start on the Sugya. If you want, you can say 7. If you want, you can say 3. There's no, I'm a 3 person, I'm a 7 person. If you want, you can say 3. If you want, you can say 7. A minute, you can say 3. But if you wanted to, you could say 7. Now, why is the 7?
You have to be 7, but you can't be 4 or 5.
You can't say 4, you can't say 5, you can't say 6. You have to say 7.
How right. Come we have no problem with Yad and Kanye, that Zman always goes at the end, always goes at the end, no matter what you do? But you just brought up was then Yom HaShvi'i, if you're doing 7, why wouldn't you do it after the 7?
So I have an answer. I'll answer it to you afterwards. I want to get to the Gemara. Okay, are we in the clock? Yes, Hashem. I'll tell you that. Send the Gemara Vaisa. Later on, we delete it from the Vaisa. In Kohen and Rabin, we say, Ilim Gosinom and Kamim Farishlom. Mekadish Yisroel. Listen to this, Joshua. Mekadish Yisroel, Mikolei Lomoi. Hashem is Mekadish Yisroel in his whole world. Shiyotza. He created the whole world and he's Mekadish Yisroel. Mikolei Lomoi Shiyotza. From the whole world he created, Lekidish El Yisroel. He only is Mekadish Kal Yisroel. It means he wasn't Mekadish anything else. The only thing that is Mekadish was Kal Yisroel. The people is there. They come to house and now explain this. Now we understand. Now understand what's it got to do with Motzei Shabbos. And Rashbam had the question: what has Mekadosh Yisrael have anything to do with Motzei Shabbos? I mean, the way I've explained it, it's coming to say that the Hashem created the world. Look around the world. What's Kaddish in the world? Dornisht. Only Kaddish Yisrael. Mekadosh Yisrael. Hashem, from the whole world he created, there's only Mekadosh us. But otherwise, what's it got to do with it? What's that got to do with the Kal Kedusha of Yisrael? So what's that got to do with Kedusha of Yisrael? Shabbos is given to us. Therefore, when we say Shabbos, we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael of Shabbos. We just say Mekadosh of Shabbos in Kiddush. Right? In Kiddush we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael of Shabbos. On Yom Tov we say Mekadosh Yisrael of Zman. But on Shabbos, so the Mekadosh of Shabbos. Why are you adding in about Klal Yisrael? So he says, no, we're talking about creating the world. When he created the world, he created the world, and of all the things he created, only one of them was Kiddush, and that's Klal Yisrael.
There's more conversation. That's what he did.
Let's try. Let's do our best, our very best. And when we learn Rashbam, we don't try and put our own thoughts in Rashbam. Do our very best and read what he says, understand what he says, and after that, after you've understood what he says, you can try and see, maybe you want to say Om Shah. That's very, very important. When you learn Rashbam, to learn what the Rashbam is saying. So now let's look at the Rashbam and see what the Rashbam is saying, and then sort of internalize what he's saying. And after internalize what he's saying, then see if what you're thinking is what he's saying. If it's not, then just put it aside. Yeah. And see what the Rashbam says. So what? I wasn't talking to you, Dafka. I'm talking to the Rashbam and to the Shir to understand the Rashbam. So I want to go over the Rashbam to see what the Rashbam is saying. The Rashbam is saying, like this, Mekadosh Yisrael. So it says Rashbam, Mikolai Lomai Shiyotza, from the whole world that he created, Lo Kiddush Eli Yisrael, he was only Mekadosh Kal Yisrael. Says Rashbam, after explaining it like this, the VP is there, I understand what is the Chasima got to do with Motzei Shabbos. Shaykh Chasima Zu, the conclusion of the Bracha, the conclusion of the Bracha, Mekadosh Hashem Yisrael. This conclusion, I'm ending off Mekadosh Yisrael, now I understand why they got to do with Motzei Shabbos. Because the Motzei Shabbos is the time when Hashem started creating the world. And in the whole creation, the whole Bria they created, there's only one Kadosh, and that's Kal Yisrael. So it's very connected, the conclusion of the Bracha, Mekadosh Yisrael, with the creation of the world. How? Because when I look through the world, I look how created the world, there's only one person Kaddish, one real Kaddish, and that's Kaddish. That's Rashbam. Very good. Vaita. Says the Gemara Mencha Simuk, the Ka'omus.
No, Rashbam, yeah.
Yeah, Rashbam Mencha Simuk.
Yes.
The Ka'omus. We said the Choysim to save the Bereshis. We say we end off with save the Bereshis. The main is very good that we end off with Ben Yerim Asri, the Shishis Yemei Hamaita, because that's save the Bereshis. It's connected to the Chasima. We don't have seven. If Benyamin Shina Shizim Amaita is needed, because the Ena Chasima, because we're ending up with Chasim Be Yisham Reishis or Chasim Be say the braces. It's to do with creating the world, and that's why it's the being machine to my master. So you have six.
The chayse
means that we conclude the bracha with the word Baruch Hashem, either say the braces or yet the braces or those words. So Mamela, right, very good. Okay, so that's the Gemara. I think you haven't seen Tosfos. That's what I guess. Potato is a very basic question that you should have been asking when you left the Rashbam. Yeah, a very basic question that the Rashbam spoke out. The Rashbam says that Binyom Ashi and the Sheishas in Ne'amasa is connected to the end of the bracha. Why? Because you're ending up the bracha with Yotze Bereshis or Seide Bereshis. You're ending up with Seide Bereshis, Yotze Bereshis, so it's very connected to the end of the bracha. In fact, Jesus, but how is it connected to Mekadosh Yisrael? That's Jesus' question. How is it connected to Mekadosh Yisrael? This clause is connected to one of these three. Depending how you end it, that's all this clause is fitting in. This is the connection to the end. So if it's connected to the state of Asia, it's very good. If it's connected to the end of Asia, it's even better. All of them are good. But how's it connected to the Kaddish itself? That's Satan's question. But the way the Rashbam answers to the line before is very good. The Rashbam said it is connected to it. Because when Hashem created the Sheish of Me'amaseh, look at the world. Look at this. Are any of them Kaddish? Are any of the world? Is any of the world Kaddish? No. There's only one that's Kaddish. That's Kaddish. So the main is fitting for us to say, Mekaddish Yisrael. Satan didn't know that. Satan is difficult. But according to Rashbam, that's very good. But Yemashin and Shish Me'amaseh is connected both to the state of Rishon, Yoyis of Rishon, and also Mekaddish Yisrael. Because Kaddish Yisrael are Kaddish. And none of the Bria is Kaddish. So, I'm going to end off the Omer with a very interesting thought. The Omer goes like this. The Gemara carries on. Right. What's Halach L'Maisa? Three lines up. We have four lines up. I haven't missed that. We're next answer. Ma'ichosin. Yeah, that's what we're up to, right? Where are we up to?
In the class.
Huh? There we go.
So, yeah,
Hamavil min kishcha, which is like by Noah, not fitting like any of the tanoim. Problem, right? Shmuel not fitting like tanoim is a problem. Light a lot of buying. V'itim avyosef ahadiras. Following Rav, you get a curse. Get a curse to follow Rav. Light a lot. A curse upon the person. Abaya curse upon the person. Vitam Rav Yosef. not criticize.
Good.
Again. If the Gemara says something,
before we start putting our own feelings in how we want the Tanoim or the Gemara to talk about, it's a terrible crank when people want to change what the Gemara says. Light ala Abaya means he cursed him. Light ala Abaya, Abaya, Vitim of Jesus. Abaya, and maybe it was a Yosef, cursed upon the person, Ahad Rav, on the one that followed Rav. Some year followed Rav, they cursed him. So the question is, if you want to curse somebody following Rav, mainly on a Moi, you don't agree with him. But it wasn't Rav's own opinion. Who said this, what Rav said? So if Abaya or Yosef didn't want to agree with Rav, okay, I can hear that. If you don't agree with a Tana, and you're cursing somebody who follows the Tana, there's something seriously wrong here. What's shat in the Gemara that Abaya cursed those that followed the Tana? So, we're going to end off here the week with a vot that the Eblazer Moshe Horowitz says. Eblazer Moshe Horowitz tells us. Eblazer Moshe Horowitz, it's at the back of the Gemara. He says that in the time of the Tanoim, let's start from the beginning. When we make Kiddush on Shabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. When we make Kiddush on Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Why? Because that Hashem gave us the right to be Mekadesh Yom Tov, to make up the month and the... But Shabbos is not up to us. Shabbos is the Ribbon Shalom. Now it's true, Mekadesh Yisrael, we could explain, meaning that Hashem, when he created the world, he only created us as Kodesh. But don't confuse yourself to think that we have a right to choose which day of the week is the Shabbos. Shabbos is only Shabbos. Now, in between the Tanoim and the Maroim, the Christians came. And the Christians decided, we do have a right to choose which day is the Sabbath. And Sunday is the Sabbath. They felt they've got a right, just so to decide the Shabbos is Sunday. So once they came in the world, somebody who say Mekadesh Yisrael is wrong. Because it's true that before they came in the world, we could have understood Mekadesh Yisrael means that the Yisrael are the only people that are Kaddish in the whole Bria. But once they came in the world, they had a new connotation to it. Yeah, the Kaddish can decide, the so-called can decide which day is Shabbos. So somebody who says that bracha, ending up in that bracha, deserves a curse. Because now you have to say something else. You can't say Mekadesh Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael. What do you say? We'll have to see. Rav went with the Tanaim. Then Abaya, I don't know exactly when Rav was in the thing of Yosef, and Abaya felt that due to the matzav of Yoshki coming into this world and making a new idea of in the world, we have to change. You can't go with that time. To go to a different time. Who are we going to go with? We'll see this one from next week.
Oh,
no.
Good morning.
No, that was the one.